calling Gunderson today. This is Amanda speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Amanda. It's Tammy.
Hey, Tammy.
Hi. How was your trip?
It was good. It was pretty hot, though.
Was it?
Yeah.
Too hot?
It was, yeah, a little bit.
What did you end up doing?
Well, for my husband, we went to the Alamo.
Did you? You ended up going?
Yeah. And then we went to the Botanical Center and the zoo. Japanese tea garden, just so I can eat there. Then when we were in Austin, we went to a couple of museums, like the LBJ Presidential Library. That was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked up and down South Congress because that's where our hotel was.
Nice.
So it was a really nice location. We had really good food there. We actually really liked Austin a lot.
Austin's a bit weird, but I love it.
Yeah. Well, there was a lot of places that reminded me of, like, Minneapolis. And I could see that.
Did you guys get to see the bats?
No, it wasn't the season for them.
No? Aw.
Which is okay. I mean, we weren't very far away from the actual bridge.
Yeah.
That they would fly from, but it's just not really the season for them so much. So.
It happens.
Yeah. And then, so I was going to tell you, too, that lady that was looking for, you know, like 4-carat ovals.
Yeah.
Now she's trying to go, she's no longer wanting to do oval, and she's kind of completely switching up her
okay.
For everything. So she wants to do round, but we have a few rounds already.
Okay.
So I don't know exactly what she's, like, looking for technically for that. Unless you have something that, you know, is more, I guess, kind of shallow, kind of looks more like a bigger, you know, like how we were talking about with the oval sizes.
Yeah. What size? I mean, she's still looking for, like, a 4? Or, like, what are we?
Yeah, she said 3.5 to 4.
Okay. And we're still trying to do natural?
Yes.
Okay. Did she have a budget in mind still, or?
All she said was that her and her husband talked about it, and they decided that they just wanted to go with her original setting to reset a larger diamond inside that, and she still wants to do a 3.5 to 4 carat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we remember what her, like the color and clarity were of her original? Because I'm sure she doesn't want to go too far off from that.
I don't. But I'm assuming
okay.
It's around an H for color.
Okay.
But this time it's not set in white gold like how she wanted that design to be. It's actually in yellow gold.
Okay.
And so she has that, it's a completely different type of setting.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Depends. I have found one that's like a J color that's actually really pretty.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind going that far because, you know, I think she's more about 5 anyway. But, you know, HIJ, that might be okay as long as the J is not too yellow.
Okay. What do you have already?
Right now, and I haven't even reached out to her to let her know because I've just been collecting them.
Yeah.
But right now... my stuff's still everywhere. Cause
when did you get back?
And then I should tell you that the Friday that we were leaving was, like, a horrendous day.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was really bad. Where did I put it? But anyway, I got back on Friday night, and I went to work on Thursday. I went to work on Saturday. Yes. I don't know why I'm reading all that. I just had her stuff. And then we obviously went through everything. Dear Lord. Oh, it's right in front of me. Okay. So right now I found... 3.03 GSI1, in case you wanted to go that low. That's what we just had. And then I had a 3.53 JVS2. That one's actually really pretty.
How much is that one?
one is 65,000.
Okay. That's a JSI-2, you said, or you said VS-2?
VS-2.
Okay.
And then there was another one I'm waiting on to see and look at, because this one was in Omaha, and it was 4.01 JSI-2, and it's 48,000. So I don't know if it's ugly looking or not for that price.
Okay.
And then there was a 4.01 ISI-1 for 68 in a Dyna.
Okay. So I actually have, I mean, I know this was one of those ones where I almost just want you to trust me. Mm-hmm. I have a 401 KSI-1 that actually faces up pretty white. I actually love Ks for this reason. It's 34. It's obviously net 34, so it's your cost 34. But I think that could be a nice contender, because then you get the full four, and it would still be cheaper than some of the ones that you guys already have.
Yeah. Yeah, I can definitely throw that one in.
Okay. So let me – I want to work on getting that one to you guys.
Okay.
And then, I mean, you guys kind of got some room to play here, because even, like, some of my Gs and Js and all that, like, I have a 350 JSI one that's 31. Like, you have some room here. You know what I mean? So that could be a good thing for you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, when do you think you're going to call her to get her in?
Probably next week.
Okay. All right. So then I have a little time. So I'll work on getting this K to you. It's on its way back to me, so I'm just going to
–
it should be here either tomorrow or Thursday, just depending on how quick FedEx is.
Yeah.
So I'm just waiting on it to get back to me, and then I'll get that one out to you. And then what about those smaller ovals? I saw one came back, which didn't need to come back, but the one did, but you still have an 85-pointer there.
He took that one. He took that one. He liked that one.
Oh, okay. Perfect. So that's
one.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute. So that might be a fail if that's the case.
Yeah.
SIT. Awesome.
Yep. He liked that one. So we got
perfect.
I'll go ahead.
Awesome. So I'll get you guys the cert on that one. I'm glad that one worked out for you. And then is there anything else that you need?
Not at the moment. I don't have too many engagements. Kind of come in spurts this year. So
yeah.
Kind of dry right now.
Okay. Well, then, too, keep in mind, you know, as we get closer to the holidays, we've got, like, studs, you know, tennis bracelets, straight lines, graduated, fancy rings, like yellows and all that kind of fun stuff too. So if somebody's looking for, you know, some different kind of pieces or things like that, I can get you covered on that stuff as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then is Aiden around by chance?
Yes, yeah, hold on.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
Gundersen's is proud of achieving the highest certification available from the American Gem Society. To achieve this honor and certification, Gundersen's has demonstrated its ongoing commitment to integrity, continuing education, and the highest level of customer service. You can depend on us to give you the most accurate appraisal possible and the best value for your money. We will be with you shortly.
Thank you for holding. This is Aiden.
Hey, Aiden, it's Tammy with RDI. How are you?
Good. About yourself?
Good, good. I heard you've got a 170 oval working.
Yes, I do.
How do we feel about that one? What's going on with it? Tell me a little bit about the customer.
So let me quick pull it out of my box. Let's see. So that's the customer, I believe so. And he will be someone that I'm going to be requesting a lot of diamonds for him from you.
Okay.
So his name is Daniel. So, and of course, it's going to be that JSI-2 and that natural oval.
Okay.
So, and I've got basically a band and everything like that all designed for him.
Okay.
So basically what I'm waiting for is probably close to right around that December timeline, if not maybe even early January. He'll probably be coming in, and he's already got a deposit on the stone and everything like that. So.
Okay. How many diamonds are you planning on showing him?
So I just had the one. I quoted him for three that we had in our store at the moment, and this is just the one that him and his wife had came in and they took a look at, and they absolutely love it.
Okay.
It's a great price point for them. So.
Okay. So do you think that's the one they're taking then? Is that what they're kind of thinking, or?
So far, this is kind of what they have their heart set on.
Okay.
If you'd like, you can always send me, you know, maybe one or two that are kind of in the same range. The hard part is that they're kind of looking for something that's in that right around that 9 to 10 price range, maybe even 11.
Okay.
So this is kind of my first initial ring buy with them. But
all right.
Developing quite a good relationship, so it'll be
yeah.
where you know, it's kind of getting the first sale off the line.
Okay. So here is my a little bit of a dilemma, I guess. So that stone is from October.
Okay.
So for me, anyways, so it's from October. So I either need to get that back or I need to mark it sold. So
okay.
what I can do is I can mark it sold and get you the lab report, and then obviously because it's the one they love, but I'm never going to stick you with a diamond. So if that's the case, like if they come in and they're like, ah, we actually want to go in a different direction, we can always pivot and we can get a different one if that's the way they want to go.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. So we'll do that for you. I'll get you the lab report so that way when they do come in, you know, if that's the case, that's, you know, you're all set to go with that. But if they do want to go in a different direction, we'll just pivot with them. Make sense?
Sounds great.
All right. So I'll get that for you. And, I mean, congrats on your diamond there. Obviously, that's fun. And obviously, you know, you're going to have many more, I'm sure. So that'll be exciting for you.
That it will. I sure hope so.
No, it will be. You're going to be great. So you'll have plenty more, and I can't wait to see how many more we get to do together. So.
Sounds great.
All right. Well, I will get this over to you, and then let me know if there's absolutely anything else you need or if anything changes, okay?
All righty. Sounds good.
All right, Aiden. Well, we'll talk soon, and let the girls know I said hello, okay?
Of course.
All right. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.